B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A University of North Carolina at Greensboro student found a man in her clothes going through her closet in an apartment just steps away from the college.
In wearing?
What's that?
You said in her clothes? Wearing them?
Yeah,
or?
Man in her clothes. Huh. Yeah, wearing them, going through her closet. She said, I've been having pieces of clothes missing, like shirts and pants, said Maddie, a junior at the college.
Does this make me look a little hippie?
Items were disappearing and handprints were left behind on the bathroom wall.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't until Saturday that she uncovered a mystery that she and her roommates thought was a ghost. She said, I just heard rattling in my closet. It sounded like a raccoon in my closet. And I'm like, who's there? And then somebody answers me and he says, oh, my name's Drew.
Hi, Drew. Could you take my shirt off?
She said, I opened the door and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes. Oh, and he has a book bag full of my clothes. Police said that that was 30-year-old Andrew Swafford. He appeared in court on Monday. Maddie called her boyfriend as she calmly waited for help. She talked to the guy to keep him distracted. She said, he tries on my hat. He goes into the bathroom and looks in the mirror, and then he's like, you're really pretty. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, my God. She said, that's terrifying.
He never touched me. The big question the women are trying to get answered is how he got inside. They said that their doors are always locked, and they did not see any damage to them. But what really scares the women is that this is not the first time the strange men have been inside their apartment. She said there were two guys in the living room one time. That was December 19th. The women alerted the leasing office. An employee confirmed that they changed the locks at that time but did not file a police report.
Was everyone trying on her clothes?
But Maddie and her roommate say that they've had enough. She said, I can't stay here. My closet, it stinks. Every time I go in my room, there's a bad vibe and I'm just ready to leave. So
there's no way I would stay there.
Yeah, totally. A verbal argument between family members allegedly led to a man strapping on a bulletproof vest on Saturday and walking through his neighborhood firing a Beretta 9mm handgun. William Kiefer Bradley Egan was charged with two counts of aggravated assault. Deputies responded to a call about a man walking through the neighborhood wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying a handgun, which he was firing randomly. When deputies arrived, Egan fired at the deputies, aiming over the patrol cars before taking off his vest and fleeing into a nearby field where he was taken into custody without incident.
I wonder if he was trying to do, like, death by cop.
He said he was, but he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
That undermines the effort.
Egan allegedly told deputies he became angry after a verbal agreement with his family and needed to take a walk to calm down. So he took his bulletproof vest and his pistol with him.
I want to apologize to my neighbors. I'm a little goofy, but I hope the block party's still on.
A family member confronted him in the front yard. The two argued until Egan fired his pistol once into the ground and then at the family member's car.
You know, next time, take the walk in the woods first.
They ended up calling the cops and hung out until they arrived. So he is under arrest for that. Hey, Kathy, you'll love this. A courthouse in Nebraska was forced to close for the day after a lawyer showed up covered in bed bugs.
Listen to
the story about this guy. Officials met and decided to cancel the remaining cases and send everybody home until exterminators could clean out the 9,000 square foot building. The head of security.
These are my clients, the bed bugs.
The head of the security said that the lawyer was acting very nonchalant about the situation. He said, I don't even think he cared. The unidentified lawyer even shook his bed bug infested jacket over the files of one of the prosecutors.
Oh my God. What a lunatic.
The courthouse reopened the following day, and workers posted a sign at the main entrance advising people to check themselves and their homes for bed bugs.
Kathy would have dropped the case right there.
Seriously.
You got it. Yeah.
Pled guilty.
Punitive damages. You were the plaintiff.
I'm guilty.
Officials have not said that if the lawyer will be,
I'm guilty.
Will be responsible for footing the exterminator's bill or when the scheduled cases will be made up.
Oh, man.
A 48-year-old woman from Florida, no surprise, was arrested after she allegedly hit her boyfriend with a frozen pork chop.
Damn it.
Police said that Jennifer Brassard got into a verbal argument with her boyfriend.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Which quickly escalated. During the fight, she grabbed a frozen pork chop and hurled it at the unidentified man, striking him in the head.
Then she turned some sausage links into nunchucks.
The dude suffered a big cut above
his... A frozen piece of meat, yeah.
Yeah, cut above his eyebrow and fled home. Fled from the home. Authorities determined that Brassard was the primary aggressor in the fight, though they did not say what the two were arguing about.
Pick your frozen cut of meat to use as a weapon.
Probably a skirt steak because it's kind of thin and it'd be like a you know, throwing a frisbee.
Okay.
And the sharp edges would spin around. So something like that, maybe.
Lamb chops have handles that you could wing it.
They do. They do.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could just throw
pork chop sandwiches
if you wanted to, if they were frozen. The next day,
shut up, woman.
The authorities arrested Brassard and charged her with misdemeanor domestic battery. All right, this is an interesting one. Short one, but I like it. Apparently, if you feed a seal a USB stick, you might still be able to use it later. Researchers from the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research found a USB stick in the poop collected by a vet examining a sick leopard seal in New Zealand.
Wow.
The poop was then sent to a researcher who kept it in a freezer for over a year until just 3 weeks ago when it was defrosted. The drive still works.
Look what I found.
And contains photos and videos of sea lions frolicking in the water along with the nose of a blue kayak.
So was it in fact the USB stick of the seal itself?
No, it was not.
Are family photos.
Scientists have posted a video from the stick on social media in hopes of finding its owner.
Wow.
All right, then we'll do one more and end with this one. An irate customer used jumper cables to repeatedly strike a store clerk who hit back with a broom. A 30-ish woman entered Star Deli. To the clerk, she remarked that she could sue the business if she were to slip and fall in the store, like just out of the blue.
Yes.
And she left the business and then came back to argue with the clerk. The clerk told the woman to leave because she had an attitude. She then purposefully knocked products off a store shelf before heading outside. Grabbing a broom, the clerk followed her outside and threw a snowball at her car. From inside her car, the woman grabbed a set of jumper cables and repeatedly struck the clerk in his face and neck.
This is escalating.
The clerk then used the broom to hit the
woman. Do you sell pork chops?
In self-defense. As the woman left the store and drove off, the clerk called police. A witness corroborated the clerk's account, adding that the woman seemed intoxicated, so an investigation continued.
How could you not bust out laughing?
Oh, my God.
He's got a broom. She's got jumper cables.
Yeah, I love it.
They're going at it in the park.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Russian media is reporting that the American toilet on the International Space Station burst late last week, spilling gallons of fluid that astronauts had to catch with towels.
Oh, my God. That's the ultimate perceived space nightmare.
A plumbing problem in space. A source told Sputnik News, which is closely affiliated with the Russian government, that the toilet in the U.S. section of the ISS malfunctioned on Friday.
Attention, attention, Moscow. We are hitting self-destruct button.
Spilling water into the microgravity environment. Water is precious. It's a precious resource on the ISS where filtration systems recycle shower water, sweat, and urine even. So astronauts separated the water supply line and the liquid leaked. Over 10 liters of water leaked before the problem was fixed, and the crew had to collect the water using towels, but they got to take
it. That's the time you take your spacewalk.
Yep. After a Popeye's chicken robber could not open a cash register, New Orleans police said he resorted to making off with fried chicken instead. So
it's good chicken.
The man entered the Popeyes just around noon on Monday and attempted to steal money from the register, but the register wouldn't budge, so he just grabbed some fried chicken and took off out of the business.
Chicken.
Police later located and arrested Philip Lee on allegations of simple robbery and simple battery.
I got away with $7 worth of chicken.
Here's one that didn't go well either, a crime that didn't. The carjacking did not go as planned for a gunman on Monday night. He used his gun to tap on a driver's side window of a car. He ordered the 33-year-old male driver to get out of the car and then demanded his keys. The victim stepped out of the car but refused to hand over the keys. The gunman pointed the gun at the victim's feet and pulled the trigger several times, but the gun wouldn't fire. The victim tossed his car keys, and both he and the gunman raced to get the keys. Why the guy throw the keys in the first place? He was going to run after him. Yeah. I don't know. But as they
ran,
as they ran, The gunman dropped his cell phone and the victim picked it up. The gunman apparently got to the car keys first, but police say he was left negotiating with the victim to try and trade the keys for his phone.
Uh-uh.
After the swap, the gunman ran off without getting any of the victim's property, the car, the keys, none of it.
All right, here's the deal. I'll give you the car and the keys if you give me a lift.
The police say the victim was uninjured and they are searching for the attacker. All right, let me know what you think about this story. A fisherman and moderator of a popular Facebook group has used the body of a dead shark as a bong, promoting widespread criticism on social media.
This happened again.
The video, which appears on popular group Fried Fishing Australia, shows the man holding the lifeless body of a small shark with a pipe stuck between its head and another pipe protruding below its fin.
Was there a similar story to this like a year and a half ago, or defiling a shark body? Remember, somebody got into trouble for that?
Yeah, but I don't think
Maybe it was not a bong.
I don't think it was a bong. The man then lights the pipe, sucking from it before exhaling, appearing to laugh, speak while saying, the Baby Shark Kids song is playing in the background. The group defended the post, explaining that the shark was, quote, caught by my mate while we were fishing for mangrove jacks on Friday. After two nights left in the icebox, I came up with the idea. There is no possible way the shark was. In a follow-up post, Fried Fishing Australia said that the complaints have led police to visiting the man in the video. And he wrote on Facebook, I just want to say thanks to the bunch of souks who have complained to the point of the police visiting. Honestly, I quit, he said.
All right, so it was just like a shark that was already captured in a...
It was dead.
Dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't like he jumped in and...
No, I think this is pretty funny. The Facebook group is known for posting gory pictures and videos of sea creatures caught by an individual who had once been identified as commercial fisherman Billy Brisbane, or Brislane. He posted photos of himself after catching five bull sharks in one day at McCleary River. But he said, by the way, it wasn't weed he was smoking through. It was tobacco.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rwanda said on Tuesday that it had signed a $400 million deal to produce bottled gas from Lake Kivu, which this is the bizarre part about it. This lake emits such dense clouds of methane.
Yes.
It's known as one of Africa's killer lakes.
What?
So they had a whole series on Nat Geo. There was a story about one village right off to the side of a lake. A lot of people in this lake. There was the gas formed. It was a particularly humid night. The gas cloud moved off the lake through the village and killed everyone while they slept.
God. Steve, this might have been in Cameroon because there was one where it actually exploded and killed nearly 1,800 people.
So the gas rises in this lake.
Yep.
And then they finally realize they have to start tapping the gas or else it's going to keep happening over and over and over again.
So this gas will settle in places. And, yeah, if it gets ignited, kaboom, man. Yeah, a little worse than that. But so the project would suck gas from the lake's deep floor and bottle it for use. And this should, in turn, help prevent toxic gas bubbling to the surface. I had not been familiar with exploding lakes until I looked that up.
Terrific.
Yeah. All right, then we'll do one more story and wrap it up. Chances are you probably haven't gotten so mad that you drove an ambulance off the road or threatened cops with a machete.
No.
It all started on a stretch of I-10 in Mobile County, Alabama. Police department received a call detailing a pretty terrible scene. The driver of an 18-wheeler had run an ambulance off the road and then proceeded to do so with just about every other car that tried to pass him, and it was all caught on somebody's dash cam. This dude is like...
Actively running people off the road. Yeah,
an ambulance.
It's like a duel.
Yeah, the ambulance drivers were among the first to report the incident to police when they saw the erratic driver. They turned on their lights in an attempt to get the man behind the wheel to pull over. Instead, he ran them off the road. There's video of this. Other cars attempting to pass trucks suffered the same fate. Several other calls were placed during the event. The driver hit two other cars before police got there, but the man wasn't backing down so easily. He tried to outrun police by crossing the state line into Mississippi. It's unclear where or why the trucker stopped, but he eventually did, and this is when cops found out he was wielding a machete.
Do you know what had happened? They tried to explain it. They think this might have been in a cassette, got caught in a stereo, and it was playing the Baby Shark song.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Okay.
I just couldn't.
These are things that need to be taken into
consideration.
So... The highway was shut down, and police engaged with the angry driver for almost 5 hours, and it took an astonishing combination of smoke bombs, tear gas, and flashbangs to get the guy to surrender.
Could have killed a lot of people.
Yeah, multiple felonies, by the way. This guy's going to go to jail for a while.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.